independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
24 hours from now, we'll be all taking a deep breath, thinking to ourselves, what did we witness today? Did James Comey hammer the first nail in what will be the end of the Trump presidency? Or was there really not a lot of there? I don't know. He sent out a 7-page statement today. As I said earlier, he fired the first volley over there to see what would take place. First salvo could be very interesting. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't think we're going to find out anything, and I think you've already got your mind made up. And I just, people are like, what do you think's going to happen? I got that today, like 3 or 4. What do you think's going to happen? When I was talking to people who follow politics, who know, right? But you know what's funny? Over the last couple of days, and I just had somebody tweet me about it and said, why do you think that the Cosby case is more interesting than this? I said, I'll tell you why. Because you know what? Sexual assault's real. Everybody in some way, shape, or form through 7 degrees of something probably knows somebody who's had an issue with sexual assault or something of that nature or had problems, you know, with something, you know, maybe not like Cosby, but that's real. That you pay more attention to that. This thing that's going on, zero effect in your life. Zero effect. It's a distraction. It takes away from stuff that the government should be working on. But in truth, nothing. You know what it is? It's great theater if you're into this kind of theater. Right? If you're a policy wonk, if you're a politician kind of person, this is great theater. I'll read you a bit of the passage of what was 7 very exciting pages from James Comey. Really, it sounds like something that would be on ABC back in the 70s. Was it? Remember Hawaii? That was like that book was huge. It was like remember all the mini series we used to get? We had like Shogun, Roots, Hawaii. Yeah, like James Comey said, yes, it's a 7-day series. Here we go. Here's something. And this is all you need to know. And everybody's going to focus on this portion of this. A few moments later, the president said, I need loyalty. I expect loyalty. I didn't move, speak, or change my facial expression in any way during the awkward silence that followed. We simply looked at each other in silence. The conversation then moved on, but he returned to the subject near the end of our dinner. Oh. That's what people will focus on. Words, cloud. There was a cloud. We need to lift the cloud. Our eyes gazed upon one another as I offered my hand in loyalty to this FBI director, and he chose not to. Wouldn't it be great if Shakespearean actors acted all this out, complete with the robes and the whole 9 yards? I said to thine James Comey, please pledge your loyalty to me. But he chose not to. Oh, my God. You know what I'm most excited about tomorrow is he goes on a tweeting spree and Phil comes in drunk because Phil's going to a pub to watch it. And every time he tweets about Comey, everybody gets a free drink. I want Phil to come in hammered. I'm hoping for some fireworks, something. I watched today in agony because it was boring. It was. I'm telling you, take them in a room, do it behind closed doors. Let them do all this stuff. Let Hollywood people who can get past all of the craziness and get themselves classified, you know, a status that, you know, of the highest order. And then what they can do is they can come out and they can then, you know, put down, okay, this is what happened. This is what happened. And then they hire actors. And then in 2 hours, they act out what these people said. So at least it's funny. So at least it's interesting. Maybe have special effects. I wish there was, you know what would be great? Like, this would be great. People are like, Chad, you're not taking this. No, I'm not. I'm not. Because it's all made up crap that this media is focused on. You know what would be awesome is if there was a jury of people there and they scored what was going on. So you had the right and the left, and everybody got a score, right? So you had independent people, and they got a score. And at the end of the day, we're going to tabulate the scores. And I want there to be announcers. Oh, God, announcers would be great. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome here. We're in D.C., broadcasting live in what is going to be a massive, exciting day today. James Comey, 6 foot, 4,000 pounds of raw steel, still growing. He's now 12. He's 15 feet tall. Taking on the Senate Intelligence Committee and what is going to be a battle for supremacy here. Man, I'm excited about this. Today's game is being brought to you by Budweiser. For all you do, this Bud's for you. That would be more entertaining. Because if you are honest with yourself, you know the side that you're already on. You know who you believe. Fake news, all lies. Comey's a liar. He's disgruntled. He's angry. Trump's evil, he's bad, he's a liar, he's a misogynistic pig, and he's just hiding all this stuff because he really did collude with Russia to destroy Hillary's campaign. None of this other stuff matters, so might as well make it interesting, right? None of this other stuff matters, so let's have fun. But when somebody asks me, why is the Cosby thing more important? I didn't say it was more important. But I think on the day-to-day lives, you're going to have a daughter, you're going to have a son, you're going to have – there's a lot of things that go into this, and people have what? I know most of you out there have probably known somebody in your lifetime that may have had a sexual assault happen. How many of you were FBI director or president? I'll wait for your answer. I'll wait for your answer. I'll take it off air. Yeah. None. He's not going to be impeached. It's not going to happen. It's not. Comey already said, look, we're not investigating you. That's what he asked. What about this cloud thing they talk about? What cloud? Like computing cloud? Yes, there's a cloud of uncertainty under his presidency, and he would like that cloud lifted so people can see that he's not under investigation so he can move on with his life and try to get his agenda through. There. I said it. You can spin it any way you want. And as I was explaining to somebody today, this is a perfect example. Car coming down the street, nondescript, right? Doesn't have anything on there. Can't tell if it's Toyota, Honda, this, that, and the other. Two people, other sides of the street. There's a person in the passenger seat and there's a person in the driver's seat. There's scratches on one side of the car. It's faded a little bit. Could be purple, could be black. You're not quite sure. Drives by really fast. Two people are going to describe what they saw from their vantage point. And it's not going to be the same. Because you saw the driver and you saw the passenger. Oh, you may describe or at least attempt to. That's what we're going to get here tomorrow. You've already formed an opinion. We're going to do the heavy lifting. We're going to watch it. Phil's going to come in hammered. We're going to try to get some funny bits out of him. Then we're going to send him home. And Luis, the new guy, is going to push the buttons for the rest of the day. Anthony and I are going to watch here. We're going to get the audio ready. And then should we act it out tomorrow? Would that be more entertaining? I think it would. I'm trying to infotain you guys. If you guys had to sit through a lot of what happened today, you would be like, oh, that's crazy. In fact, we have a poll up on the Twitter. You can tweet at us, at Chad Benson Show. Tweet your love or hate. I'm good with that. But you can tweet at us about how important is this on your everyday world. 49% says not important at all. 20% said somewhat important. 9% said important. 22% said very important. I could probably tell you that the 31% that says important or very important are probably people who really love politics 24/7, who watch politics, who take it in. But most people don't. This is exciting for the people that are involved. And if there was going to be some there, and there was some massive fireworks, and there was going to be some excitement, most of it would have probably happened today when the other people like Dan Coats and all these other people were there being interviewed and talked to. and grilled. I love it. Grilled. Violent. Just put it out there, people. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChatBensonShow.com. You could text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. If you're hiring right now, that's a good thing. What's the bad thing? Finding an employee. We all know that. As a small business owner, we have gone through too many people who want to be employees but are not equipped to be employees. With ZipRecruiter, let me tell you what they do. First and foremost, they're going to help you find that right employee. You can post your job to 100-plus sites with a single click. Their powerful technology efficiently manages the right people, important word, right, for your job, better than anybody else. ZipRecruiter is different. They're unlike any of these other job sites out there. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. That's what's amazing. That's what's incredible. They're doing the work for you. Over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get qualified candidates in less than 24 hours. No crazy emails or juggling phone calls or doing any of that stuff. Simply screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place because ZipRecruiter's got this amazing, easy-to-use dashboard. Find out why ZipRecruiter's been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. Right now, listeners of the Chad Benson Show, that's you guys out there. I'm going to do you a solid. And so ZipRecruiter, how about this? Post your job for free today. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time, post your job for free today. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. It's the Chad Benson Show.
On a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 sucks and 10 rocks, welcome to Talk Radio's 11. It's the Chad Benson Show.
These guys are 11.
You know, it's funny today, actually, on the hearings, they kept asking, on a scale of 1 to 10 on this whole, you know, this, was it 702 or 720 FISA? I get them all confused. The 702 spying, listening kind of Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Acts. They kept going, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most excited, how excited are you? Does this go to 11 for some of you? Idiots. It's great. John Stossel, I love this. Yay, at real Donald Trump. Tweet away, it shows us that politicians are fallible, sometimes childish, so we shouldn't give them so much power. Yes, I agree. I think we can all agree. Less power is better power. You can tweet at the show, at Chad Benson Show. And somebody tweeted at me and said, why is the Cosby thing important to me? And I said, well, I have two young sisters. And anytime that you can point out that there are people out there that are scumbags and to watch out for people like that, it's a good thing. Far more realistic in the real world than this. It is. By the way, his accuser, 7 hours today. 7 hours. Over 2 days that she has been on the stand. Her name is Andrea Constant. She's a former Temple employee. She also clarified that Cosby had called her, invited to her Pennsylvania house for dinner that night. Constant acknowledged today that she had initially told police that the alleged sexual assault took place in March of 2004. Not 2 months earlier, she had testified. And, you know, this is, you just miss one thing. Seed of doubt. You plant the seed of doubt, kids. You plant the seed of doubt. That's what people are looking for. It's, you know, that's a lot. And he's not testifying, right? I mean, that's what I'm hearing. He's not going to go on the stand. They're going to make him out to be frail and evil. Frail and dying and... And I'm sorry, 50. When you're at 50 plus people, that's not a coinkydink. It's not. Trumpster spoke today in Ohio. Guess what? It's time to do this.
It's time to rebuild our country, to bring back our jobs, to restore our dreams. And yes, it's time finally to put America first.
Put America first. America! Infrastructure. It's about infrastructure. What are we going to do? You know, when all of this stuff is going on, right, when all of this stuff is happening and all these things are talking, remember, other things are getting done in and around Washington. Where's that money going? How is it being spent? Why is our infrastructure falling apart? Why are we not fixing the things we need to fix? I think it's a fair question. To me, that's more important. Remember, we had the shovel-ready trillion-dollar jobs that were all going to be out there and all this big infrastructure, and nothing was there. Where'd the money go, though? What about the money that disappears off these bases? What about the guns and the weapons that disappear? What about that? That's important. That's real. That's real. This? A little different. But I'm curious. To me, $1 trillion essentially going poof is far more newsworthy. And now we're looking at another $1 trillion infrastructure program. I want to know how it's really going to be spent and who's getting paid, who's getting paid what, and how is the taxpayer going to be screwed over? I'm curious about that.
I'm calling on all Democrats and Republicans to join together, if that's possible, in the great rebuilding of America.
Well, I hope it is possible. But what I really hope is possible is you're going to do a solid to the taxpayers of this country and manage that money, do a fiduciary solid to all of us by actually doing the things you said you're going to do with the money that's out there. Because we all work hard, and that, to me, is a crime. When all of this stuff disappears or it goes up in flames and nothing ever gets built and nothing ever gets taken care of, and then you come back and you ask for more. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program always, 323-538-2423. Interesting little skirmish, if you will, between Piers Morgan and Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London. Straight ahead, Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Call me Fever. T-minus 12 hours, 25 minutes with James Comey. Now, I don't know if he takes the stand then or if this is the pregame, the kickoff, like the Super Bowl, where they have all that talk. But CNN is very excited. Everybody's care. ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, and all of the cable news outlets are going to have it. So it's going to be interesting for some. For others, you've got to go to work, and you're going to read about it and then move on with your life. 844-DIG-CHAD. 844-344-2423. Jay in Jacksonville, what's happening?
Yeah, I just think it's highly unlikely that Comey is making all of this up for a couple of the following reasons. Number one, it seems like it came out today that he contemporaneously documented the fact that Trump said these things to him. In other words, he went back right after one of the meetings and typed it up on his laptop computer, exactly what went down in the meeting. That computer can now be subpoenaed and searched. Forensic scientists can go through that and see what is on that computer. Furthermore, he told people at the Department of Justice after one of the meetings or more than one of the meetings what was said. They can go back and now ask those people, come in as witnesses, and see what he said at the time. So this was months before he was fired. You know, he wasn't a disgruntled employee at the time after getting fired and coming back and saying some stuff. Furthermore, if
I don't think that Comey is making all of this stuff up, but remember, it's he said versus he said. And here's the other thing. You took something I said and you've blown it out of context. And the question that people are going to ask him tomorrow, if he did do all these things, Why did you wait so long to act upon him and go home and write things out? Because you were CYAing yourself. You were covering your own ass? What was it? Because you should have acted on it immediately. That's what makes me think that maybe you have, I'm just coming at it from a different side, that maybe, Mr. Comey, you were misconstruing some of this stuff. You weren't quite sure you heard what you heard in the way that you heard it.
You're saying that Trump will say that Comey took some of the stuff out of context. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. Because it happens, Jay. Well, I'm sure it happens with you, right? You and I, I'm sure a lot of people, you say stuff, it can happen. You can come out of context.
No, yes, absolutely, of course, happens to everybody. But we know one of these two individuals is a proven pathological liar. We don't need to go any further than, what, day before yesterday, where he completely misconstrued what the mayor of London said, completely turned it around into his own little political point-gaining, little talking point, and completely BS'd on that. But the other thing is, if Comey was going to make this up, why not really make it up good? You know, there's some ambiguities in the stuff that came out today. It's not, according to some people at least, it's not a clear cut case of obstruction of justice. If you're going to make crap.
No, it's not. There is no obstruction of justice, Jay. I appreciate you, man. And we're going to jump. Thanks so much. And look, there is no obstruction of justice. I think we can all see that. And there's a lot of he said, you took it out of context. It's going to be you're reaching way too far now to grab something. I don't think Trump's a pathological liar. I think he's a BSer at times, which is what a great salesman is. And I think people take things out of context, and he takes a lot of what he says extremely seriously when maybe it's not meant that way. But all politicians BS. Let's be real. All politicians get out there, and they talk a great game, and they say a bunch of stuff. It's funny how we're holding his feet to the fire about his words when every one of these men and women go out there, and they preach, and they say they're going to do this, this, and this, and rarely do they get it done. Rarely do they get it done. You did bring up the whole mayor of London, Sadiq Khan thing. And Trump and him have had a tete-a-tete. They can vote. Right? Look at that, Chad, with your funny words. It's a bunch of foreign language there, Chad. Here's the Piers Morgan and Trump interview. And it's kind of a precursor to Piers actually talking to Sadiq Khan.
We have a new mayor of London, Sadiq Khan. He's the first Muslim mayor. He says, I hope Donald Trump loses the election. My message to Donald Trump and his team is your views of Islam are ignorant. Are you offended by what he says?
Yeah, I am, because he doesn't know me, never met me, doesn't know what I'm all about. I think they're very rude statements, and frankly, tell him I will remember those statements. They're very nasty statements.
One thing about Trump is he doesn't seem to let anything. He's like a dog with a bone. He doesn't let anything go. He doesn't let any of the water roll down his back. He continues to hold on to things, and he does so. Like, by the way, a lot of people who are uber successful have a mean streak about him. You know what? They don't let go. You ever watch baseball? Last week, there was a huge fight in baseball. Why is that? Because 4 years earlier, this guy hit a home run, and I think he watched it, Bryce Harper, go over the fence, and that really did something to me. So I'm going to hold on to that for 4 years. Trump holds on to stuff that he shouldn't. He gets into, he gets into all kinds of situations that you don't need to be down there doing that. Sessions. Now Sessions is on his crap list, right? He ain't going to let that go. It's going to be uncomfortable working with. Piers Morgan sat down with Sadiq Khan and had some real questions for him. Had some real questions for the mayor of London.
Donald Trump's whole position on this has been that we are all at risk from Islamist extremists who want to kill us. After what's been happening in London and Manchester, has Trump not got a point? Is he not allowed as President of the United States to say, wake up, everybody. We are under attack. We're in a war here.
Yeah, I think he's got every right to say that. Now, he shouldn't get down there in a Twitter fight with the mayor of London. He shouldn't do that. Period. Case closed. He should not do that. But I think it's fair to ask that question, right? I mean, it's fair. I mean, let me tell you something. This is this ideology and these lunatics, these savages, and that's the best way to describe these people that carry out this. It's a death cult that they've wrapped in their ideology and they've thrown out to the world. But there are a lot of people out there that are not thrilled by the West, who do not want any part of what the West has to offer, who's they would love to see a changing of the guard in the world of the West. Absolutely, that's very real. It's absolutely 110% real. Trump, I think, does have a point. It's the way he does stuff at times that makes you scratch your head and say, that's not the way that should have been done.
I think you're being very generous to Donald Trump.
Well, I'm actually reflecting, well, I think, what he would say if he was here. Well,
let me tell you what I was commenting on when I said he was ignorant. The idea of, at the time, when he was a candidate, of banning all Muslims
right.
from going to the USA. And I made the point that his views are ignorant. Why are they ignorant? Because there are literally millions of Americans born and raised in America who love their country and who are practicing Muslims. But also there are millions of Muslims around the world who love America, me included, who love Americans.
Okay, first of all, can I just say something? I'm going to replay this. I want you to hear what he says, and I'm going to call lie.
I think you're being very generous to Donald Trump.
Well, I'm actually reflecting, well, I think, what he would say if he was here.
All Muslims? No. Seven countries that are now six countries, not banning all Muslims. You've lied right there, so you've lost your point. Sadiq Khan, mayor of London, super cool guy. Because that's what you are now on the left. Because you stood up to Trump. You're a super cool guy. Right? There is something to it. There is a death cult out there of people who would love to get rid of you and I, who would love to kill you and I, who would love to eliminate my son, your daughters, your husbands, your wives, and everything if we don't do what they want us to do and to submit to the ways that they want. There is. And there's a lot of people out there that may not agree with their tactics, but sympathize with them. And that to me is, I'm sorry, I just don't buy it.
I'm not running away from the fact that these three terrorists, that the man on Westminster Bridge, that the man in Manchester were justifying their horrific cowardly acts using a perverse, poisonous interpretation of the faith that I belong to. And it's not in my name. And that's a million miles from the Islam that I know.
Well, the Islam you know is not the Islam they're following. I'm just putting that out there. And there needs to be more, and by more I mean all, that are disagree with this out there every single day trying to claim and take back what is being stolen away from you. But for some of you out there, I'm going to say it right now. I don't think it's being stolen. I think in a lot of ways you're fine giving it away because you have some sympathetic thoughts and agree with them on certain levels.
The charge against you when you was called Trump all this stuff, right? Which is clearly he's reacted badly to.
We're not kids at a playground, right?
No.
He's the president of the USA. Look, I'm too busy to respond to his tweets.
I get it. The charge against you when you said it was hypocrisy because you yourself hosted a reception for a bunch of ambassadors from 11 countries that currently bar Israeli civilians from entering.
But it's okay. That's okay with that, right? We're okay with that. I mean, this is the craziness of this kind of feud and belief system. This is the lunacy of this kind of stuff. Somebody call. Call it as you see it. That's what I try to do. I try to give you a platform and a voice of the reality of the world rather than the knee-jerk reactions of insanity. So, you know, if I'm saying something that is like, whoa, it's going to carry more weight because I believe it. I'm not saying it to get a reaction. I think there are a lot of people out there that are sympathetic. I think there's a lot of people out there that would like to see the West succumb. And that's why when I say it needs to happen from the Islamic, the faith needs to be grabbed back by Muslims. Well, you know what? You need to start showing. You've got skin in this game. You do. You absolutely need to start doing that. Will it happen? I don't know. I don't know if it's going to happen. But something's got to take place. And when you've got somebody like the mayor of London and the president of the United States who are going at it and dare I say, acting like children, even though, you know, Trump does have some, he's got some right there. I wouldn't have done it the way he did it. But just because you don't like what somebody does doesn't mean they're wrong. Doesn't mean what they're saying is wrong. You may not like the way it was delivered. but it doesn't mean that what they said is wrong. It's like we talked about with the Paris Climate Accord, getting out of that. Just because he's getting out of it doesn't mean he doesn't believe in it. Just means that it's not the right thing. He's not wrong. Not right for America. But we're such knee-jerk reaction about a right and a wrong. And it's the same thing here. But he's got to deal better. He's got to let things go. That is really something. And I think sometimes, too, what he does is he stews on stuff, and then he comes back to it a day or two or 3 days later and for no reason starts something that doesn't need to be started. I know what that's like. But interesting. And I like the fact that Piers Morgan asked him some serious questions. 323-538-2423. That's the text line. 323-538-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program always. We love when you do, kids. Wrap it up straight ahead. You on this hump day. Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Man, people are fired up. You got the people who just, it's Trump's a liar and Trump, it's all BS. You got people over here saying, it's all made up stories. And in both of your minds, you're right. And so that's all that matters, right? You're not going to, when somebody's so passionate about something, the thing about being, you've got to be open-minded. And I'm not saying people aren't open-minded, but for certain subjects, they're not. Certain subjects, they will dig their heels in, and you're never going to be able to change their minds. Not because they're stupid, but because this is the thought process they have. And the problem with politics and stuff like this is we'll never know the whole truth. So it's hard. It's always hard to say, I can't be 100% certain if it is or isn't. Because there's always going to be secrets and lies and things that are hidden, some because it's classified, others just because that's the way politics works. So you can only go by what you see in front of you. And all of us see things with a different discerning eye and ear. We hear things that way. So, you know, it's like going to art, right? What's art to some people isn't art to other people. You go in and you look at some of these paintings that are amazing, right? And you're trying to figure out exactly what you think's going on there. And what one person sees, you don't see. Tomorrow is going to be the same way. Many of you out there, a good portion of you, have made up your mind. Your mind is made up already. So what do you really need to hear? You're just the stuff that you want to hear, you want to validate your belief system. That's it. But if you want truth, you got to come with zero opinion. And this is not the culture anymore with zero opinion. Opinion is everywhere. Opinion is everywhere. And if you look at Comey's thing that he wrote today, I mean, it's clear that he wasn't under an investigation because I asked him three times. He asked me three times. I told him, no, we'd already submitted the names. You're not under investigation. He's not under an investigation. But you can look at it and say, okay, well, when he asked for his loyalty, is that wrong? Is that bad? You know, because we think of something like that. We think we're asking somebody for something else, right? Like we think it's like kiss the ring, give me your loyalty. And maybe that's the way Comey went into a situation. Like, because if you read what he said, is he felt he was there in some ways for his job. He came into it already with an attitude of, I got to go kiss the ring or I could lose my job. And that's why he started collecting and as far as writing stuff down about the meetings, because he already went in there with a preconceived notion that he had to go kiss the ring. And maybe Trump just wanted to meet him. Because Trump said, look, I heard you're a good guy. I want to meet you. It's again, it's all, at this point in time, it's guesstimation of what truths are going to come out and what's going to be hidden and what's not going to be talked about. Are we going to get 60% truth? Are we going to get 50% truth? Are we going to get 40% truth, 40% misdirection, and 20% lies? None of it matters, though, because you've already made up your mind what tomorrow is about. But according to D.C. and the rest of the talking heads in the media, this is the most important day of all time for them, at least in the last 20-plus years. For me, it's Thursday. We'll talk about it. We'll debate the issues. We'll have honest, open opinions about it. And then Friday will come, and we'll eat our donuts, and we'll have a good time. And then I get to see my son, and that's more important to me than all this stuff. Solid fun show today, as always. You can text us throughout the day, 323-538-2423. Like us on Facebook, Chad Benson Show, at Chad Benson Show is the Twitter. For Anthony, for Phil, get ready, kids, tomorrow. This is going to be the wildest ride in the wilderness. Have yourself a wonderful night. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.